The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bonjour, hi, Canada. It's Hugh Hewitt. Good morning, everyone. The Cleveland Indians are 5-1 atop the Central Division in the American League, so everything is good in America, sweeping a doubleheader from the Chi Sox yesterday. Yay, yay, yay. Look, we have got a host of news here. Europe battles to contain surge in COVID-19 cases, according to the Financial Times. Wall Street Journal has a very long editorial on the world's COVID resurgence. People that had been sick aren't successful anymore. Sweden continues to have the death toll that it has because it just said, to hell with the virus, we're going to go on living. The conclusion of the journal, and I think it's a good one, which is that governments have to impose some business and social restrictions to protect hospitals and the vulnerable, but lockdowns aren't a miracle cure, and that we're going to have to muddle along. Meanwhile, I have a Washington Post column on the front page at the landing page now. I told you about it yesterday. Look, the news is not doing a very good job on this. You're just not understanding where the greatest death toll is. The awful metrics I wrote in the Washington Post, again, it's on the upper right-hand corner if you go to WashingtonPost.com. The awful metrics of the COVID-19 deaths tell a different story. According to data kept by the Johns Hopkins University, New York has suffered 32,645 deaths. 32,645. New Jersey has 15,804. California has 8,455. Illinois has 7,608. Pennsylvania has 7,131. Michigan has 6,405. All right. So those are six states with the most fatalities from COVID. And New York is way ahead of everyone, and New Jersey is way ahead of everyone, but it's only half of New York. And then comes California, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Those six states are all run by Democratic governors. Republicans have not walked away. I mean, Florida's number seven with 5,931 deaths. Texas has 5,085. Ohio, 3,344. Arizona, 3,304. But six of the top 10, and indeed the top six, are run by Democratic governors. It's not about who your governor is. It's about how densely packed populations are. It's spreading everywhere. It's a question of who's going to die from it. It's going to get, you know, I think at least half the population before it's done. And most of those people are not going to die. And my friend Robert O'Brien, the National Security Advisor, I have on very good sources. He's a little tired, but it's not a serious case. He'll be back at work soon. And that is good news. And a lot of people know the Boris Johnson case, which was a serious case. I don't know why. Some people are just knocked over by this. And 145,000 people have died. But it is a containable, treatable disease, and we're getting there on a vaccine. That's the good news. Today, you will see the heads of the four biggest techs, Google, Amazon, Apple, and Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, the rest of them are going to be in front of Tim Cook, in front of the Congress testifying. We won't learn much other than that they're very wealthy and they intend to keep doing good stuff with their companies. You will miss a headline in The Telegraph, which is a United Kingdom newspaper. British troops, the best British troops. 250 of the Light Dragoons Regiment are going to Mali. Why? are they going to Mali? Because there's a UN multidimensional integrated stabilization mission in Mali, MINUSMA, and it's where the jihadis are. We have a virus, we have a pandemic, but we have not stopped the war on terror. It goes on everywhere. Closer to home, very, very sad story. Julia Holowatch, 63, was killed by a great white shark in Maine. She's a good friend of my sister-in-law. On the board of directors of Seabags.com, you've heard me talk about Seabags because I invested in the company and I use it as a gift for everybody I know. And I mentioned Seabags off and on, but I mean, she's been a Mainer forever and lost to a great white shark. Very rare for that to happen in Maine. But of course, it's on the front page everywhere because sharks, everybody, it's since Jaws ever showed up, people pay attention to shark stories, but they don't pay attention to Mali. The news business is a weird business, I must say. The Vatican has been hacked by the Chinese. And I tell you this because yesterday, Nick Lem and I told you, the New Yorker was calling me yesterday at 1 o'clock. I had a long chat with Nick, old friend, old colleague. I won't say the friend, who did a profile for me on the New Yorker in 2005. He called up. He wanted to talk about what has Trump accomplished and how has he changed the Republican Party. I sent him the tape of yesterday's show so he could hear all the callers calling in. And then I ran down for him. Look, Trump's biggest accomplishment is clarity and conviction on China. We are standing up to China. Judges and justices, you know, two Supreme Court justices, 53 Court of Appeals justices, 144 district court judges. We need more. The military rebuild, enormous. I ran through the numbers when President Obama's last year, the military only got $662 billion. Last year, the military got $721 billion. So it's up $100 billion, and that's cumulative. It's $250 billion. But Trump has really been rebuilding the military. I talked about the deregulation, which allows people to do what they want to do and build businesses where they want to build them. About getting out of the terrible Iran deal, about getting out of the awful Paris Accords, about moving America's embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, about endorsing the Golan Heights annexation. I talked about killing Baghdadi, Soleimani, and every inch of ISIS territory reclaimed. Talked about the tax cuts, unemployment going down to 3.5% before the virus. Justice reform to let people who shouldn't be in jail out of jail. The PPP, which is the key thing of the virus recovery. Many of you love the wall. I brought that up. I talked to Nick as well about identifying the left as the left. After the break, I'm going to play for you a cut of Congresswoman Jayapal from Washington State yesterday. The left is it's crazy. Bill Barr was up on the Hill yesterday, and it's just crazy. But the biggest reason to support Donald Trump is because Joe Biden, we will lose the war to China. Joe Biden does not, he doesn't have a clue. Yesterday's speech by Joe Biden, cut number three. Listen to this.
If you have to do that for COVID?
I'm not prepared to say much.
Okay.
Thank you.
He doesn't know what he's supposed to do on the podium. And then he makes a joke out of where he is. Cut number two.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Kingswood Community Center. Actually, that's the one down I used to work. That's a joke. You didn't know where you were. Anyway.
That's a joke.
It's great.
Yeah, Joe, that's a joke, all right. You made a promise as well. Cut number four.
And lastly, I think that notwithstanding the fact, I think I have laid out the most detailed plans on the economy and on issues relating to health care and the rest of any president in modern history. I mean, it's awful detail. If I'm elected and this passes, I'm going to be good to go down as one of the most progressive presidents in American history.
Oh, that is a promise, not a threat in his world. It's a threat to the rest of us. Donald Trump is accomplished. He's a brawler. He will make you upset sometimes. He gets stuff done. Joe Biden, the porch light is off. By the way, here's what he had to say about the riots in Portland. Cut number one, Joe Biden.
When President Obama and I were in office, we protected federal property. We were able to do it without the Department of Homeland Security turning it into a private militia. And it could be done today.
But that wouldn't help Trump's political interest. He's determined to stoke division and chaos. It's not good for the country. But Donald Trump doesn't care.
So do you understand the Department of Homeland Security is not a private militia? And Joe Biden is accusing Trump of inciting the rioters in Portland. All right. That's the upside down world that Joe Biden would live in. It will be a disaster. This country will be unrecognizable after 1 year of Joe Biden. You think Portland's bad? Wait till you have Portland everywhere with Joe Biden. When I come back, Bill Barr dueled yesterday. It wasn't really a duel. It's not really fair. I mean, you could take all of the Democrats and allow them to play Jeopardy against Bill Barr, and they could work together and they could consult on their answers, and Bill Barr would still beat them. The Democratic Party was on full display yesterday against Bill Barr. And they, honestly, if there's a dumber group of Democrats anywhere in the United States, somebody send me directions there because I need the audio. Then the Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee. I'll be right back, America. Stay tuned to the Hugh Hewitt Show. The Trump campaign is a special offer just for you. President Trump really wants to give you a signed 2020 Make America Great hat. He wants to make sure the lucky winner is one of his top supporters. Be sure to enter soon because this is an opportunity you don't want to miss. This offer is only going to go to a select group of supporters, and you're one of them. All you have to do is text Hewitt to 88022 today for your chance to win a signed 2020 Make America Great hat and own a piece of history. Again, that's H-E-W-I-T-T to 88022 to enter to win this contest and join President Trump in the fight to keep America great for four more years. This was paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
Couldn't believe after all these years you didn't know me any better than that, sweet lady.
Welcome back, America. I can only play Idiot Win when I consider the House Democrats yesterday. All of them, Zoe Loftgren, Jerry Nadler, Madeline Dean. But the one who took the cake, Pramila Jayapal, is from Washington State. She's not a dummy, or at least she shouldn't be. She got her MBA from Northwestern, and I think she went to Georgetown undergrad. I'm not sure, but she's supposed to be smart. But this is what you're going to get, America, with Democrats, because they've gone over the left cliff. Cut number nine. Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal at the hearing with Bill Barr yesterday. Cut number nine.
Strongly. Do you remember that call, Mr. Barr?
Yes, I do. But he wasn't talking about protesters. He was talking
Mr.
about
Barr,
rioters.
Mr. Barr, apparently the president believes that you can be activated to implement the president's agenda and dominate American people exercising First Amendment rights if they're protesting against him. But let's look at how you respond when the protesters are supporters of the president. On two separate occasions, after President Trump tweeted, "Liberate Michigan," to subvert stay-home orders to protect the public health of people in Michigan, protesters swarmed the Michigan Capitol carrying guns, some with swastikas, Confederate flags, and one even with a dark-haired doll with a noose around its neck. Are you aware that these protesters called for the governor to be lynched, shot, and beheaded?
No.
You're not aware of that?
I was not aware of it.
Major protests in Michigan. You're the attorney general, and you didn't know that the protesters called for the governor to be lynched, shot, and beheaded. So obviously you couldn't be concerned about that.
Well, there are a lot of protests around the United States. And on June 1st,
Attorney General Barr,
I was worried about the District of Columbia, which is federal.
Protests in certain parts of the country, you're very aware of those. But when protesters with guns and swastikas and Confederate flags...
I am aware of protesters in federal government.
Excuse me, Mr. Barr, this is my time, and I control it. You are aware of certain kinds of protesters, but in Michigan, when protesters carry guns and Confederate flags and swastikas and call for the governor of Michigan to be beheaded and shot and lynched, somehow you're not aware of that. Somehow you didn't know about it, so you didn't send federal agents in to do to the president's supporters what you did to the president's protesters. In fact, you didn't put pepper balls on those protesters. So the point I'm trying to make here, Mr. Barr, that I think is very important for the country to understand, is that there is a real discrepancy in how you react as the attorney general, the top cop in this country, when white men with swastikas storm a government building with guns, there is no need for the president to, quote, activate you because they're getting the president's personal agenda done. But when black people and people of color protest police brutality, systemic racism, and the president's very own lack of response to those critical issues, then you forcibly remove them with armed federal officers, pepper bombs, because they are considered terrorists by the president. You take an aggressive approach to Black Lives Matter protests, but not to right-wing extremists threatening to lynch a governor if it's for the Trump's, if it's for the president's benefit. Did I get it right, Mr. Barr?
I have responsibility for the federal government, and the White House is the seat of the executive
branch. Mr. Barr, let me just make it clear.
Not
you are
the,
supposed to
the Michigan
represent
authorities
the
can
people
handle,
of the United States of America, not violate people's First Amendment rights. You are supposed to uphold democracy and secure equal justice under the law, not violently dismantle certain protesters based on the president's personal agenda.
Gentlelady's time has expired.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to ask unanimous consent.
I want you to hear that, right? I'm not going to interfere with Congresswoman Jayapal. I want you to hear that. Do you notice I just let you hear that? Because it's nuts. She's nuts. Bill Barr's trying to say, well, you know, the White House is federal property, and I kind of have a job to do federal property and not Michigan. They've got Michigan authorities to do Michigan, and I'm the federal attorney general. But it's a rant, right? It's an unhinged rant about people with swastikas and guns and beheading the governor is Donald Trump's agenda. That I think she's slated for Secretary of Defense. I really do. Maybe Homeland Security. The left has overrun the Democratic Party. It is unhinged, and it was on full display yesterday. And if you didn't see it, well, I'll play you more of it. But that was a taste. And I love playing Democrats. I give them a cable channel 24/7. Because the more you see of them and hear of them, the less likely you are to vote for Joe Biden, the more likely you are to say, you know, Donald Trump's done a pretty good job. I'm sending him back. Stay tuned, America.
The slides of American pie. Have you read my blog today? 300 million.
You know, America, it's you. You're it. Good morning. The left wing in this country's gone nuts. And if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris win, and by the way, he kind of tipped his hand yesterday that she's going to be his nominee for vice president. But I've been saying that for, I don't know, 3 years. Since Van Jones and I were in Central Park together in 2017, in the summer of 2017, I predicted Kamala Harris would be on the ticket this year because women of color from California, yeah, check. Not a very good candidate. She's a very well-known commodity on the left, and so the left will rally to her. And the left was on display yesterday in this hearing. I mean, it's just bizarre. But before we go to the hearing, let's go to AOC on Facebook yesterday. Cut number 30, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Haven't even gotten stimulus checks and haven't even gotten, they haven't even received extended unemployment because they are undocumented. And what NYSYLC is doing is that they are fundraising for an emergency fund to help some of those, to help some of our undocumented brothers and sisters out, because one of the big issues that we have in our country is that the amount of racism, oh, I have ice cream, by the way, but the amount, you know, with the amount of xenophobia that we're seeing, especially this administration, there's so much language that's disrespecting undocumented people when the fact of the matter is they're the ones who, these are the families and the individuals that are making sure that we're fed. They're often taking care of our children. They are often making sure that that our workplaces and our homes are sanitary. And so we cannot go on with kind of these xenophobic narratives that undocumented people are somehow wrong.
She's eating ice cream. I don't know of any xenophobic narrative that says undocumented people are less dignity, owed less dignity than anyone else. I don't believe that. Nick Lemon asked me, what's the term for, what's the agenda for Donald Trump's second term? And I said, well, immigration reform. He asked, what will that be? And I said, well, everyone gets to stay. The wall goes up and everybody gets to stay who hasn't committed a violent act. And that's basically where 85% of the country is. There are some people on the far left who want to just get rid of the border. And there's some people on the far right who want to round up everyone. But, you know, 85%, 90% of the country, everybody who's not violent can stay. So I just think she's nuts eating her ice cream. But let's go to the hearing. Let's start with Jerry Nadler. Cut number 8.
Mr. Chairman, just real quick. I don't think we've ever had a hearing where the witness wasn't allowed to respond to points made, questions asked, and attacks made. Not just in this committee, but every committee I've been on.
So, particularly
when you think about the fact we got the Attorney General of the United States here.
Gentleman does not have the time.
I don't want the time. I want the Attorney General to be able to have enough time to respond to accusations and questions asked him, and you guys not cut him off.
What you want is irrelevant. What is irrelevant are the rules.
Irrelevant. That's it. They just were up to do speeches yesterday. They didn't have any questions for Barr, really. They just went on rants. Steve Cohen is a Democrat blaming Bill Barr for Epstein's death, Jeffrey Epstein. Cut number 11.
You've gone through the Fifth Amendment and due process and just negated it. And the Tenth Amendment, which leaves general policing to the law enforcement, to the states, has been forgotten. Maybe what happened was your secret police were poorly trained, just like your Bureau of Prisons guards were poorly trained and allowed the most notorious inmate in our nation's last several years, Jeffrey Epstein, to conveniently commit suicide. Sad. You misled Congress and the American people about Special Counsel Mueller's findings with your, quote, summary, unquote, of his report. It was issued about a month before you released the redacted portion of the Mueller report.
You see, I'm just letting the Democrats talk. Here's more Jerry Nadler talking about the protesters. Cut number 12.
A neutral criteria.
But you can't tell me whether you discussed...
No, I'm not going to discuss what I discussed with the president.
Can you commit today that the department will not use federal law enforcement as a prop in the president's reelection campaign?
We are not using
federal law enforcement. I just want to close with this thought. You really can't hide behind legal fictions this time, Mr. Barr. It's all out in the open, where the people can see what you are doing for themselves. The president wants footage for his campaign ads, and you appear to be serving it up to him as ordered. In most of these cities, the protests had begun to wind down before you marched in and confronted the protesters. And the protesters aren't mobs. They are mothers and veterans and mayors. In this moment, real leadership would entail de-escalation, collaboration, and looking for ways to peaceably resolve our differences. Instead, you use pepper spray and truncheons on American citizens. You did it here in Washington. You did it at Lafayette Square. You expanded to Portland. And now you are projecting fear and violence nationwide in pursuit of obvious political objectives. Shame on you, Mr. Barr.
Can I just say, Mr.
Shame on you.
Can I just
My
say,
My time has expired. For what purpose does Mr. Jordan see recognition?
No, Mr. Johnson.
Could I just have a moment? My time has expired.
You get what they're doing? He did more of it. Cut number 13. He's trying to drink coffee at this point. Natalie.
I would remind Mr. Jordan, Mr. Biggs, and Mr. Johnson, to stop violating the rules of the committee, to stop violating the safety of the members of the committee, to stop holding themselves out as not caring by refusing to wear their masks.
Can we get the picture?
Is it permissible to drink a sip of coffee?
It is not permissible.
Not to drink.
We can't drink coffee.
I'm getting ready to ask questions now. Get ready to ask questions.
Mr.
And I will. Unbelievable.
Mr. Gates is recognized.
No. He went.
He went, and that's why I took off my mask, Mr. Chairman.
I'm going to go.
Nadler's confused, and then he goes grandstanding, cut number 19.
See, I was surprised. I just asked if you'd done that. So as part of those conversations with the president or his people about the reelection campaign, have you ever discussed the current or future deployment of federal law enforcement?
In connection with what?
In connection with what you just said, in connection with your discussions with the president or with other people around him of his reelection campaign, have you discussed the current or future deployment of federal law enforcement?
Well, as I say, I'm not going to get into my discussions with the president, but I've made it clear that I would like to pick the cities based on law enforcement need and based on neutral criteria.
But you can't tell me whether you discussed
No, I'm not going to discuss what I discussed with the president.
Can you commit today that the department will not use federal law enforcement as a prop in the president's reelection campaign?
We are not
using federal law enforcement. I just want to close with this thought. You really can't hide behind legal fictions this time.
That before. Then Zoe Lofgren from San Francisco, cut 21.
Attorney General, it's obvious what is happening here from the video played during the ranking members' remarks. It's clear that the president's playbook is to divert attention from his catastrophic failure in dealing with the COVID-19 situation. In Canada, our neighbor to the north, in Europe, the virus has been reduced to such a level that people can safely go out and not worry about being infected. But here in the United States, millions of Americans have been infected. Tens of thousands are dying, and the president needs to divert from that failure. And what is the playbook? The playbook is to create the impression that there is violence, that he must send in federal troops, and that the American people should be afraid of other Americans and trust the president because he's going to send in all troops to American cities. And that's how he hopes to win.
I understand it's not making any sense. This is the Democrats yesterday. They want to run the country with Joe Biden. Madeline Dean's another one, cut number 27.
An ideal chemical dispensing system. So while you, in a quote, said it's not chemical, you today confirm it is chemical, and you're aware of your department's policy, are you not?
What policy?
The one I've just provided to you.
What does it say? What's the policy?
Well, I showed it to you. Finally, whether or not you authorized it at the time, perhaps you weren't listening.
I didn't see the policy. What was the policy
clearly
in there?
You weren't listening. Fine. Whether or not you authorized the use of pepper balls.
He's laughing at her.
He's laughing at her
because Barr is sitting there. He's just laughing at these Democrats. They're so doggone dumb. Here's Eric Swalwell, one of our favorite dummies. Cut number 22.
Promised to not incriminate him. And you responded, no, that would be a crime. Is that right?
Yes, I said that.
You said a crime. You didn't say it'd be wrong. You didn't say it'd be unlawful. You said it'd be a crime. And when you said that a president swapping a pardon to silence a witness would be a crime, you were promising the American people that if you saw that, you would do something about it. Is that right?
That's right.
Now, Mr. Barr, are you investigating Donald Trump for commuting the prison sentence of his longtime friend and political advisor, Roger Stone?
No.
Why not?
Why should I?
Well, let's talk about that. Mr. Stone was convicted by a jury on 7 counts of lying in the Russia investigation. He bragged that he lied to save Trump's butt. But why would he lie? Your prosecutors, Mr. Barr, told a jury that Stone lied because the truth looked bad for Donald Trump. And what truth is that? Well, Donald Trump denied in written answers to the Russia investigators that he talked to Roger Stone during the time Roger Stone was in contact with agents of a Russian influence operation. There's evidence that Trump and Stone indeed did talk during that time. You would agree that it's a federal crime to lie under oath. Is that right?
Yes.
It's a crime for you, it's a crime for me, and it's certainly a crime for the President of the United States. Is that right?
Yes.
So if Donald Trump lied to the Mueller investigators, which you agree would be a crime, then Roger Stone was in a position to expose Donald Trump's lies. Are you familiar with the December 3rd, 2018 tweet where Donald Trump said Roger Stone had shown guts by not testifying against him?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
You don't read the president's tweets?
No.
Poor Swalwell. Cut number 7, Bill Barr with...
Indicators who make political contributions are identifying fairly strongly with a political party, wouldn't you?
Who makes contributions?
You said in 2017 that prosecutors who make political contributions are identifying fairly strongly with a political party,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And in fact, you and your wife have donated over $730,000 to Republican and conservative candidates, including donations of $58,000 to Republican senators and Senate candidates in the 4 months preceding your confirmation.
Are you surprised I'm a Republican?
Is that correct that you made those donations?
Over a long period of time.
Bill Maher is the honey badger. I know his nickname is Buffalo, but he's the honey badger. Look, if you want these crazy people running the country, you vote for Joe Biden. Honestly, they've gone completely lunatic. And the country will be run by lunatics if you vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Come right back, America. I got more Bill Barr. What a hoot this thing was yesterday. Stay tuned. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. I think we ought to vote for Donald Trump for a lot of reasons, primarily judges the military rebuild and confronting China. But I want Bill Barr back for 4 years, and I want him to testify every day because it's just the best theater there is in America, because the goon squad from the left on the Judiciary Committee, that's where they stick all their crazy people. When Nancy Pelosi has this crazy person that she has to put on a committee, she sticks him over on House Judiciary. And Barr goes up there and bats him around. I'll come back for some more. Let me check the market, though. Brought to you by Birch Gold. Send my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, to 474747. Text Hugh, H-U-G-H, to 474747. Or go to HughGold.com and roll over a portion of your savings, your IRA or 401k, into a physical metals-backed, precious metals-backed IRA. Birch Gold's got lots of five-star reviews, Better Business Bureau ranking, all that good stuff. I buy my gold from them. Or if you just want to buy gold, again, text Hugh to 474747 or go to Birch Gold. Gold has got an all-time new high again, 1,953 high for the last many years, not all-time high. 1,953 up 0.5% yesterday. The 10-year Treasury down to 0.58%. You're not making any money in the T-bills. But you are making money in gold. I told you to buy it at $1,400. It's up to $1,593. The COVID is going to continue to create the uncertainty that powers the gold market. So Dow was down 205 yesterday. NASDAQ off 134. S&P plummeted 20. But gold continued its march up. Birch Gold. Go to HughGold.com. Bill Barr yesterday needs to go to the bathroom, as all witnesses do, and it is customary on the Hill when someone says, can I get a five-minute break? That's code for, I got to use the bathroom. And so the attorney general, well, listen to this. Jerry Nadler is a little bit clueless. He can't really get mad at him because he's not quite sure what room he is. He's very much a Joe Biden kind of guy. Cut number 26.
That objection, the material will be based.
Mr. Chairman, just for the record.
Without objection.
A member of the Judiciary Committee, following the law.
Without objection.
Following the law should be something a member of the Judiciary Committee knows.
The gentleman
is pretty darn clear.
The gentleman will suspend. Without objection, the material will be entered into the record. Ms. Dean is recognized.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, could we take a five-minute break?
Ms. Dean is recognized.
Could we take a five-minute break, Mr. Chairman?
No.
That's a common courtesy,
Dean is
Chairman,
right,
of every witness.
I waited 45, an hour for you this morning. I haven't had lunch. I'd like to take a five-minute break.
Mr. Attorney General, we are almost finished. We're going to be finished in a few minutes. We can certainly take a break. But
you're real class.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
After this, if you still want one, we'll have a break.
No, he wants a break now.
You want it now?
And you just
committee,
mentioned rudeness. I think we're seeing it on display. Let's let the Attorney General have a break.
Yeah. Committee will stand in recess now.
It's very funny. You're a real class, Bill Barr. You're a real class. Jerry Nadler is such a dope. And they're all dopes. They're all, the Democrats are dopes, and you're going to vote for these people. Here he is with talking to, let me go up to cut number 10. This is serious. Talking with Jamie Raskin.
St. John's Episcopal Church would have been overrun.
No, that was on Sunday night, I believe.
Are you aware that the rector of the church, that the Episcopal Archbishop of Washington and the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church nationally, along with the Catholic bishop of the Archdiocese of Washington, all denounced this police assault on the civil rights and civil liberties of the people?
Did they do that before or after the fire was put out?
You know, they think they're smarter than Bill Barr. Bill Barr is one of the smartest guys in America. Okay, they got Jim Jordan. We're serious at one point. Let's close the hour out. Cut number 14. This is a serious exchange.
Are peaceful protests violent, Mr. Attorney General?
No.
Do peaceful protests destroy businesses?
No.
Do peaceful protests injure officers?
No.
Do peaceful protests attack civilians?
No.
Do peaceful protests burn down buildings?
No.
I was, you know, the video we played, it's hard to watch. It's really hard to watch to see that happening in our great country. But there was one, the start of it was almost laughable, where you have the reporter saying, as a building is burning behind him, it's not generally speaking an unruly protest. It's mostly just a protest. I mean, it's almost laughable when you have the reporter saying, I guess he's saying it's not a fire, it's just a burning building. I guess he's saying it's a peaceful burning building.
And finally, Hank Johnson, who is a very famous member of Congress, I think it's Hank Johnson who was worried that Guam was going to tip over. Hank Johnson asked Barr about Roger Stone, cut number 15.
Well, Barr, you're expecting the American people to believe that you did not do what Trump wanted you to do when you changed that sentencing recommendation and lowered it for Roger Stone. You think the American people don't understand that you were carrying out Trump's?
I was not. I had not discussed my sentencing recommendation with anyone at the White House or anyone,
President, exactly,
or anyone outside the
President
department.
Wanted you to do, and that's what you did.
No, let me ask you: do you think it's fair? Do you think it is fair for a 67-year-old man to be sent to prison for 7 to 9 years?
It was in accordance with the sentencing.
No, it was not.
If you see, Hank Johnson doesn't know what he's talking about again. Go back to worrying about Guam. Don't go anywhere, America. Hour number two, Bill Barr. I mean, vote for Trump just to get 4 more years of Barr. And he's got to go up on the condition that he go to the House Judiciary Committee every day. And that he do an hour on CNN with Pramila Jayapal every night. Don't go anywhere, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show.